universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Today I've got a few random thoughts about the coronavirus, which I'll call COVID-19, its specific name. As many of you know, it started, we think, from an animal going to one person, and from that one person it went to another, and to another, and to another. It went from one country over the continents, over the seas, to different continents, and we're struggling with it here in the United States now, as it's moving from city to city to city, and that's just the way a virus works. It's just infectious. It moves from person to person, looking for more, people to attack. And that's why here in the United States we have set up, and I believe this is true around the world in many spots anyway, where the COVID-19 is very hot, no large gatherings. In fact, it's encouraged that you only be in very small groups, and even if you do get together, that you keep social distance. The idea is so we don't spread the virus from one person to the other. As I record this, we don't have a vaccine, but we're hoping that someday we will. And as I record this, we hope that there'll be a medicine that will someday kill it before it kills us. Well, here's thought number two. I heard about this and read this, that the Church of England in 2017 did a survey of its people and Christians. Now, I have to note right away, England is probably, what you'd say, not a Christian nation. One third of them, actually more than that, 37%, say they're Muslim. 33% or thereabouts say they're Christian, and the other third, nothing. Okay, so this survey is only among those who are quote-unquote Christian. And in this group, 55% of the people who identify as Christians have never read the Bible. 29% of the people never pray. 33% of this group that say they're Christians never go to church. Only 6% of all Britain, now we're coming back to the big Britain, say that they are active Christians. You can see it's a very small group and getting smaller. It's like a virus is attacking and making it the church there smaller and smaller and smaller. Well, how are we doing in the United States? Our numbers are shrinking as well. Both the active Christian, the praying Christian, the reading the Bible Christian, they're diminishing. Okay, now, here's another thought. So, if you get sick, what do you do? Especially right now with the COVID-19, you'd go to a doctor. And someday you hope that there'll be a medicine, or even if it's the flu or some other disease or an infection of any type that is taking over your body, the doctor will give you a medicine. And he'll say, take this. And what will he say? Take it once a week? No, it's usually once a day, if not several times a day. But if you go home and you don't take it, and then you say, I'm not getting better, well, what are you going to do? Blame the doctor? You're going to blame the medicine for not working? No, of course not. That's the way it is with us sometimes spiritually, don't you think? Sometimes we question God. Why is this happening? I don't understand. You see, God has told us about the viral disease that is raging in our world, and it's not COVID-19. It's something called sin. He's told us, though, he has an inoculation, something that can knock it out and give us life. It's Jesus. He is the one. Paul wrote it this way in Romans chapter 5. This is verse 19. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. That's why we talk about Jesus being God, coming to our earth, and dying like us. He was hit by the disease, and he died of the disease, and he gives us now the counterpunch, the medicine that can take it away and give life. Just before this, Paul said this in verse 17. For if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more those who receive God's abundant gift of grace. Got to hear that again. How much more will those who receive the God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. That's why we keep talking about Jesus and knowing Jesus and looking to Jesus and trusting in Jesus, because he's the only one who can get us out of this predicament, this deadly disease that's going viral through our lives. And like so often happens, even on earth, sometimes you get worse before you get better, even with the medicine. So it is with us. So what inoculates us against the deadly diseases of sin? Well, I've kind of said it, but it's really right in the Bible. And that's why I go back to that survey of England. 55% of people didn't read the Bible. We hear God's word there. That's the abundant gift of grace that comes through it. We hear of his love, his care, his provision. That's why we encourage church, because that's where his word is heard. And I know some of you who are with a disability, like myself, who's blind, can't make it to church. Okay. A lot of you, though, can. I encourage you to. And you might say, well, I'm not getting anything out of it. Well, when you take that pill, that antibiotic to fight the infection, when you swallow it, you say, well, do I feel better now? No. It takes time. It takes time to take work and effect. Just like the poison of sin doesn't all of a sudden grab, well, for some people it does, grab them and doing terrible things. Well, sometimes it's just a slow process. Well, the same is true with God's abundant grace. One last thought, and it's a random one. My wife found a poem by C.S. Lewis. It's the coolest, and I asked her to read it, and she'll read it in just a second. And she said about this, I never thought of hell as an act of mercy. Yeah, you heard me right. Hell is an act of mercy, but it is. By confining evil, the devil has been quarantined. Here's the poem.
Divine Justice by C.S. Lewis. God in his mercy made the fixed pains of hell. That misery might be stayed, God in his mercy made eternal bounds and bade its waves no further swell. God in his mercy made the fixed pains of hell.
Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you took the deadly sting of sin and destroyed it. Thank you that you quarantined the devil and evil to hell, that we have the promise that we are living now and will live forever. But our life transforms this world. Help us, Lord, to see that and to continue to take the good medicine that you provide in your word. And may your word help us to live each and every day for you in love. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. I hope my random thoughts made some sense to you and helped you in some way as we're struggling and at this moment anyway, sheltered in place. Write me if you would with any thoughts or observations. You can do so at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.